ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting topic. That topic is related to one of the vices within Islam. It could be an ethical vice. It could also be an innate deficiency in a person, depending on how we interpret it. I'm speaking of the vice of foolishness, which in Arabic we call humq. This could be an innate deficiency, a mental deficiency in a person. It could also be, you know, an adopted characteristic that a person has brought about on himself because of his, evil actions. The question we want to pose today with respect to this general topic is, what are the characteristics of a fool? Because we know that in the hadith and in the Quran, we've been asked to avoid the foolish people, avoid foolish people, avoid their companionship. Aside from the fact that a foolish person harms himself, he also harms the people around him. So let's look at the hadith which have been narrated from the infallibles regarding this topic, and we can, you know, take inspiration from them and answer this question in that way. In one, a beautiful hadith which has been narrated through the infallibles from the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he was once asked about the traits of a fool. So he said, he is one who is proud of himself and his own opinion, right? There's no greater fool than a person who is proud. It is meaning who overlooks his own deficiencies and exaggerates his virtues more than necessary. So this is one, one sign of a foolish person. The other is, who sees all good traits as coming from himself, right? He thinks that everything good, it's because of him. Like, for example, let's say that he's working at a certain company or in a certain office. You know, he always takes credit for everything that's good that's, you know, going on in the company or in the organization, right? And so this is one of the characteristics of a foolish person. And he sees no one better than himself. These are all almost tied up with one another. And go back to, you know, the pride that a foolish person has. In continuation, the Prophet Jesus said, who has decided that all rights are his, and others have no right over him, right? He's the sole proprietor of all the rights, and that, you know, nobody has any right over him, and, you know, people should listen to what he says, and, nobody's better than him. In the end, after mentioning these characteristics, the Prophet Jesus, finished his talk and his answer with a warning. He says that, so this is the fool for whom there is no cure for his disease. If a person doesn't believe, until a person doesn't recognize that he's sick and ill, how can he seek a cure for his disease? And if he doesn't seek a cure for his disease, he can never be cured for it, right? So this is one of the hadiths mentioning the characteristics of a fool. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the one who pries into the faults of people, rebukes them, and then adopts those faults himself is truly a fool, right? A person who looks and probes into the faults of people and, you know, reprimands them for it, but overlooks the fact that he has those faults, but also maybe even worse than those, this person is truly a fool. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of a fool in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.